Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to try to understand life in the U.S. Navy.
Okay.
But not from like the typical sources, you know.
Right.
You've given us some really interesting stuff to look at.
Yeah.
Most notably, excerpts from a website called KellyBeamsley.com.
Mm.
Now, what's so interesting about this is that it's not an official Navy site.
Interesting.
It's like a whole guide created by, well, someone named Kelly Beamsley.
Okay.
So our mission today is to figure out,
yeah,
first of all, who is Kelly Beamsley?
Right.
What makes this site so fascinating?
Okay.
And perhaps why it's a little bit controversial, according to some stuff we saw online.
Uh-huh.
What's really striking is how much information is on this website.
It's amazing, yeah.
KellyBeamsley.com covers everything from, you know, Navy acronyms and rank structures,
mm-hmm,
all the way to like training and deployment.
Yep.
Even things like steel beach picnics.
Wow.
It's like they tried to capture the entire Navy experience in one place.
It's really impressive.
Yeah. So let's start with the mystery of Kelly Beamsley himself.
Okay.
The site's biography section says they enlisted in 1999.
Right.
Became a lieutenant commander and retired in 2016.
Sounds pretty standard.
Yeah. But then there's this mention of the Direct Commission Officer Program.
Oh, yeah, the DCO program.
As their path to becoming an officer.
Now, that's interesting.
So that's where things get a little bit less traditional.
Yeah, you don't hear about that too often.
The DCO is used to bring people with specific skills into the officer corps.
Right.
Without going to, like, a service academy or ROTC.
It's a different path, for sure.
So maybe Kelly Beamsley had some kind of unique perspective.
Could be.
And maybe that's why there's like a buzz around this website.
Yeah, why is it controversial?
I mean, we found Reddit threads where people said they got in trouble for using it.
Really?
One person even mentioned an HR officer reprimanding them.
Wow, what could be so sensitive about this information?
Right. Especially coming from a veteran.
That's the big question.
Maybe the site, you know, presents a viewpoint,
uh-huh,
or some critiques that certain people within the Navy are not comfortable with.
That's possible.
Or maybe it's the level of detail, like covering both official and unofficial practices.
I see what you mean.
So we'll have to see if we can figure out why this website is so controversial.
Definitely.
One thing that's really obvious right away is the Navy's love of acronyms.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's alphabet soup.
It's a whole different language.
And KellyBeamsley.com dives right into it.
Of course they do.
With a massive acronym section.
Makes sense.
You know, in a complex organization like the Navy with all the equipment and procedures,
yeah,
acronyms are essential for communication.
It's all about efficiency.
But if you're not in that world, it can be so confusing.
Absolutely.
Like BLUF, AOR, AQD.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
You need a guide.
For sure.
And KellyBeamsley.com is like the decoder ring.
I like that.
It helps you understand what the acronyms stand for.
What they mean.
Yeah. And what they tell us about the Navy's structure and priorities.
It's more than just jargon.
For example, BLUF.
What's that stand for again?
Bottom line. Up front.
Oh, right.
Emphasizes clear, concise communication.
That's crucial in those high-pressure situations.
Exactly. So yeah. These acronyms tell us about the Navy's culture.
It's a window into their world.
And if we look at training and advancement,
mm-hmm,
which KellyBeamsley.com covers a lot,
yep,
it shows us even more about the Navy's mindset.
Okay.
They break down a Navy career, like from boot camp at RTC Great Lakes.
Everyone knows about that.
To choosing a career path or rate.
Right.
And then getting assigned to a specific job or billet.
Makes sense.
But what's interesting is that the website doesn't sugarcoat things.
How so?
It talks about like the hard parts of boot camp.
The physical and mental demands.
Yeah, and the challenges of finding the right rate.
It's not always easy.
And how unpredictable billet assignments can be.
It's a real commitment.
It shows you the commitment and sacrifices involved in serving.
It's good to have that honesty.
And it doesn't stop there.
What else?
It explains all these different types of training.
Like what?
Like annual training for reservists.
Okay.
And specialized schools like officer candidate school.
Yeah, so there's always more to learn.
It seems like there's a constant focus on professional development.
Throughout a sailor's entire career.
Exactly. And it's not just about traditional skills anymore.
What do you mean?
KellyBeamsley.com highlights the importance of technical skills.
Right.
And leadership development.
Makes sense.
And even planning for life after the Navy.
Preparing for the future.
It shows the Navy is adapting.
To the changing world.
To the demands of 21st century warfare.
It's a different landscape.
And they're recognizing that sailors need to be equipped for success.
Both in and out of the service.
It's a really comprehensive approach.
Yeah, they're thinking ahead.
You know, going through all this material from KellyBeamsley.com, I was really struck by how many times digital resources were mentioned. technology seems to play a huge role in the modern Navy.
It's everywhere. Yeah.
Like woven into practically every aspect.
Totally.
They mentioned systems like NROWS.
What's that for?
Managing orders.
Okay.
FLTMPS for tracking training.
Right.
ENAFIT for evaluations.
Mm-hmm.
It's so different from the old image of sailors with paper charts and handwritten logs.
Yeah, the Navy's come a long way.
It makes sense, though, right?
Oh, definitely.
When you have such a large force with complex missions and constantly evolving technology, mm-hmm. digital tools are crucial.
For sure.
For efficiency and communication.
It's the only way to keep up.
But do you think all this reliance on technology comes with downsides?
What?
Like cybersecurity risks?
That's a good point.
KellyBeamsley.com mentioned cybersecurity.
Yeah.
But not in a lot of detail.
Right.
What we can see is that the Navy has like a multi-layered approach.
So they're taking it seriously.
It seems like it.
Like what kind of layers?
Well, they have dedicated teams monitoring networks for threats.
That makes sense.
And strict access controls for sensitive information.
Important.
And comprehensive training for everyone.
So it's not just an IT issue.
No, it's everyone's responsibility.
I see.
The site even mentions TWMS.
What's that?
The Total Workforce Management System.
Okay.
They use that to track cybersecurity training and certifications.
So they're making sure everyone's up to speed.
Yeah, it's like a core competency now.
Just like seamanship or navigation.
Exactly. Every sailor has to be aware of cyber threats.
And how to protect sensitive information.
It's fascinating to see how this is changing things.
How so?
Not just how the Navy operates, but how sailors learn and develop.
Yeah.
KellyBeamsley.com talks about the Navy College.
Right.
And all the distance learning options they have.
It's amazing what they offer.
It gives sailors so many opportunities.
You continue their education.
Yeah, and earn degrees and acquire new skills.
While they're serving.
It shows the Navy recognizes the need for a technically proficient workforce.
In today's world.
Do you think, though, that there's a risk of losing some of that practical knowledge?
Oh, you mean the stuff that's passed down through generations?
That hands-on experience.
That's a good question.
That gut feeling that comes from years of working with your hands.
Yeah, facing unpredictable situations at sea.
It's hard to capture that in a textbook or an online course.
You're right about that.
But KellyBeamsley.com does acknowledge the importance of traditional skills.
Oh, good.
They have sections on things like the general orders of a sentry.
Right.
And the proper procedures for a military funeral.
So they're not forgetting the basics.
It's a reminder that even in a technologically advanced Navy, mm-hmm. some traditions and principles are still fundamental.
It's about finding a balance.
Exactly.
Between technology and tradition.
Leveraging technology to enhance things.
But also preserving the hands-on experience and mentorship.
Which have always been at the heart of the Navy.
It's a tough balance to strike.
This brings us back to KellyBeamsley.
Yeah.
Why create such a comprehensive resource, knowing it might cause controversy?
What's their motivation?
You know, maybe it's a commitment to transparency,
uh-huh.
a desire to share knowledge.
Demystify the Navy experience.
Yeah, for people outside the service.
That's possible.
Or maybe they wanted to spark conversations.
About the changing nature of the Navy.
Encourage people to question assumptions.
And consider new perspectives.
That willingness to challenge the status quo is valuable.
I agree.
It's what we try to do here on The Deep Dive.
Explore different viewpoints.
Look at unconventional sources.
Encourage critical thinking.
So we've talked about technology's impact on operations and training.
Even cultural traditions.
But there's another dimension we need to address.
What's that?
The impact on the Navy's strategic position.
In the world.
In a rapidly changing world.
Okay.
Technology isn't just changing how the Navy operates.
Right.
It's reshaping its role in global affairs.
That's a big deal.
How do you see technology influencing the Navy's strategic direction?
Well, traditionally, the Navy was all about maritime dominance.
Aircraft carriers, destroyers.
Submarines.
Projecting power through those.
Right.
But now we have cyber warfare, space-based assets, unmanned systems.
Battle space has expanded.
Dramatically.
So the Navy's not just confined to the sea anymore.
Exactly.
They're operating in multiple domains.
Air, land, sea, space, cyberspace.
It's a lot.
And technology is the key to dominance in this new environment.
KellyBeamsley.com mentions the Navy Information Forces.
not.
Right? They focus on information warfare and cyber operations.
So they're adapting.
And the Strategic Sealift Officer Program.
What's that about?
Logistics and transportation in a globally dispersed force.
Makes sense.
It's like they're recognizing the challenges of operating across vast distances.
And in multiple theaters.
The Navy is becoming a hybrid force.
Combining traditional naval power.
With cutting-edge technology.
And expertise in these new domains.
It's a huge undertaking.
For sure.
And it raises questions about the future.
Where is the Navy headed? What challenges and opportunities lie ahead?
That's what we'll be looking at in the final part of our deep dive.
How is the Navy navigating this technological revolution?
While dealing with geopolitical shifts and evolving threats.
What does the future hold for this vital branch of the U.S. military?
We'll find out together.
Stay tuned as we uncover more from KellyBeamsley.com.
And analyze the Navy's evolving role in the 21st century.
All right, we're back for the last part of our deep dive into this KellyBeamsley.com website.
This has been fascinating.
I know, right? We've talked about so much.
Acronyms, training technology.
Even like the cultural side of things.
It's amazing how much Kelly Beamsley managed to put on this website.
I know, it's incredibly comprehensive.
Yeah.
But now it's time to like look ahead.
Okay.
What does the future hold for the Navy in this crazy 21st century?
Well, from what I've been reading,
yeah.
It seems like there are some rough waters ahead.
Metaphorically speaking.
Of course.
But seriously, though.
Things are changing so rapidly.
Geopolitical shifts, new technologies, new kinds of conflicts.
It's a lot for any organization to handle.
Especially the Navy.
Yeah, they're right on the front lines of a lot of this stuff.
And KellyBeamsley.com does hint at some of these challenges.
Like what?
Well, they talk about these strategically important waterways.
Oh, right. The choke points.
Yeah. Which could easily become flashpoints for conflict.
That's a scary thought.
And they also discuss the Navy's force structure.
Mm-hmm.
Like how some of the ships are getting old.
And the need to modernize.
But also maintain a large enough fleet.
It's a tough balancing act.
Especially with budget limitations.
You only have to make choices.
Like, do you invest in the latest technology?
Unmanned systems, cyber capabilities.
Or do you focus on building more traditional ships?
And making sure you have enough personnel.
It's a classic dilemma.
Guns versus butter.
Exactly. And these decisions have such long-term consequences.
You bet.
If the Navy invests in the wrong things.
Or fails to anticipate future threats.
It could leave them vulnerable.
That's a risk no one wants to take.
But KellyBeamsley.com mentions the Navy Warfare Development Command.
The NWDC.
Yeah, they're the ones responsible for developing new strategies and doctrines.
So they're thinking about the future.
It seems like they're taking it seriously.
Trying to be proactive.
Not just sticking with the old ways of doing things.
They're embracing innovation.
It's not just about building bigger ships and more powerful weapons anymore. It's about being adaptable and agile.
Operating effectively in this new multi-domain environment.
Sea, land, airspace, cyberspace.
You have to be able to move seamlessly between them.
It's like the Navy needs to become a chameleon.
Aha, I like that.
Able to blend in and dominate in any environment.
That's a good way to put it.
And that requires more than just new technology.
Oh, absolutely.
It requires a change in mindset.
A culture that embraces experimentation and risk-taking.
And collaboration.
Working together with other branches of the military and even with allies.
It's a whole new way of thinking about warfare.
And it's happening right now.
You know what's interesting?
What?
KellyBeamsley.com includes sections on leadership training.
Oh, yeah.
And mentorship.
Those are often overlooked.
I think in this new era, those soft skills are just as important as technical expertise.
I completely agree.
You can have all the fancy technology in the world.
But it's still people who make the decisions.
And operate those systems.
And ultimately determine success or failure.
You need leaders who can think critically and adapt to new situations.
And inspire their teams.
Maybe that's why Kelly Beamsley included those sections.
What do you mean?
Maybe they're trying to inspire future leaders.
With this website.
Yeah, they obviously care about the Navy.
Deeply.
But they're also willing to point out its challenges.
And push for change.
Maybe they see this website as a way to contribute to the Navy's evolution.
Help it adapt to this new century.
Foster a more informed and engaged dialogue.
About its role in the world.
It's a reminder that progress often comes from individuals.
Who question the status quo.
And offer fresh perspectives.
Kelly Beamsley might be one of those individuals.
Well, this deep dive has certainly given us a lot to think about.
It's been an eye-opener for me.
We've learned so much about how the Navy works.
From the bottom up.
From boot camp to billets, acronyms to advanced technology.
It's a complex organization.
But I think the biggest takeaway for me.
Yeah.
Is a better understanding of the challenges.
And the opportunities.
Facing the Navy in this rapidly changing world.
It's a critical time for them.
And KellyBeamsley.com has provided a really unique glimpse into that world.
It's a valuable resource.
So we encourage everyone listening to keep exploring and questioning.
Don't be afraid to challenge assumptions.
And never stop learning.
That's what the deep dive is all about.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, keep diving deep.